Back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Text line, time permitting, we'll get to your text, 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, regular on this program, former State Senator Dick Brubaker is with us. Senator, good morning. How you been?
Heck, so far so good. I tell you, it's been a great summer. It's a beautiful and fall feels like it's here. I mean, it's about 75 degrees here in Montgomery. Spent the morning riding my Harley. It's just been a great, it's just a beautiful day. Hey, so I'm in a good mood. What are we going to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you this real quick. Tell you something. It's Auburn game Saturday. And, you know, people I'd never met before and a few people, your name comes up as one of their favorite guests on the show.
Well, that's kind of them.
As regular listeners.
That's very kind of them. I appreciate that.
The other was Parker Griffith, to my chagrin. But anyway.
Well, I tell you, it's always fun to do your show. I mean, you got a good audience, and it's amazing how much more sense regular Alabamians have than the people who actually run the state.
Well, let's get into it, and I kind of briefed you on this. So, CHOOSE Act passes. We have school choice in Alabama now.
Right.
And the Alabama legislature, when they passed it, they put in a couple lines about high school athletics eligibility and said that a student shall not be deemed ineligible for participating in school choice.
Right.
Well, the High School Athletic Association said, the hell of that. You're going to sit out a year. I think that's going to go.
This is not the first time that this rodeo has been through. And what you've got is, if you look at the charter of the Alabama High School Athletic Association is a voluntary organization. Even if you're a public school program, you know, there's no law that says you have to be in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Now, if you want to have anybody to play, you have to be in it. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of private schools that play in the Alabama High School Athletic Association rules. And so what the Athletic Association is saying is programs voluntarily join and agree to submit to our rules. And therefore, legislature can pontificate all it wants to, but if they're going to voluntarily participate in our program, we get to set the rules. Now, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know I think the legislature is right. If the legislature wants school choice, especially school choice without penalty, then they shouldn't have, just because you're an athlete, you shouldn't have to lose a year of eligibility just to take advantage of a state-sponsored school choice program. But on the other hand, these sorts of issues have been litigated before. And the High School Athletic Association has always come out on top because of the voluntary nature of participation in their association. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, a couple of things. And I mean, and that's a valid viewpoint. Would there be antitrust questions? Like, they got a monopoly. I know there's the AISA, and that's, you know, much smaller, but they have a monopoly, and they are using their monopoly in a way that benefits the entity and not the schools.
Well, yeah. Look, I'm all for any argument that will let kids participate, but I think you're going to have a hard time making an antitrust argument against a not-for-profit organization like the High School Athletic Association. I mean, it was even when I was in the first term I was in the Senate, there was this issue because the Athletic Association was fining schools for breaking certain certain high school athletic association rules. And of course, the schools were using taxpayer money to pay the fines. Now, the athletic association is not, I mean, it's not like the Public Service Commission. It's not a state organization. You know, it's quasi-public.
Well, you know, it used to be, right? And what
it
happened,
used to be, yeah.
And what happened was in the 60s, they, you know, they were still fighting desegregation. And you had a black school, high school governance association. You had the white schools. And they, the federal court said, you got to merge. Now, that for them, they've been operating with impunity. We're a federally mandated organization. We can do what we want. But I don't, I mean, I'll just say this, Senator, wherever this winds up, this seems like a really dumb fight to pick. I think they're going to lose.
I think they eventually will, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
But here's the thing. They're a bunch of public school people. They hate the CHOOSE Act. If you look at who's actually on that board that governs the High School Athletic Association, you think those guys are in favor of school choice?
No, but we have
school choice. They are looking for ways to penalize kids for taking advantage of that opportunity. That's what this is really about.
We have school choice now. It's not going away. That's the thing. Like, this is the world you have to live in.
Well, and they, listen, there's nothing more vindictive than a public school bureaucrat when they're dealing with issues like this. Their vindictiveness towards students is beyond belief. I mean, I have, in my constituent work when I was in office, you know, the petty things like refusing to transfer records and just any little ways they can dig at students who find a better option than a public school. These bureaucrats will, not all of them, but a lot of them, will take every chance to penalize parents and students for making another choice. And the High School Athletic Association isn't going to, it's not going to hurt them to grant these kids eligibility. But they just can't pass up a chance to try to screw over students who are making a choice that isn't the public school they're zoned for. And this is just more vindictiveness on the part of public school bureaucrats.
But I think they're going to lose. And let me say two reasons. I mean, the legislature, they're not going to take this lying down.
I hope not.
They got egos.
Yeah, I hope not.
They got egos too. They're not going to be pushed around by a bunch of football coaches. But the second part is, I mean, when Governor Ivey gets engaged in the game, she fights to win. You know, we talk about her kind of being MIA sometimes. She took one big loss with the toll bridge, but for the most part, when she decides she wants to conquer a hill, and we can look at the gas tax, or we can look at, you know.
Well, and she got beat pretty bad on the lottery.
Okay, but she's going to get engaged in this. Well, she only lost it by a vote, the lottery. But I think with this, Senator, she's balled
There's
into
no way
it.
She loses this
she
one.
Took up, she took up to court. They got the injunction. I don't know why the High School Athletic Association didn't figure that into their calculus, but there's other ways they could go about this if they're really concerned about eligibility and transfer students.
But they aren't concerned about it. They're concerned about penalizing students who transfer from public schools. That's what they're concerned about. They think that if they can damage, you know, especially with boys, you know, now, they may have a legitimate concern about recruiting. I mean, I don't have any statistics that whether that's part of this. The reason that they want to delay eligibility is so that schools can't use the CHOOSE Act just to recruit better football teams. And I'm sure this being Alabama, there's probably some of that going on.
Absolutely.
But I agree with you. I think the association is going to end up losing and losing big. And there's more at stake here than just eligibility under the CHOOSE Act. if they make the legislature mad enough, the legislature may just decide that we're going to have a state organization where the board is appointed by the governor, and we'll just bring in the governance of high school athletics into a purely state function and just get rid of this quasi-independent organization called the Alabama High School Athletic Association. We'll just get rid of it altogether, which is certainly within their power to do.
And there's other things they could do. They could say state dollars shall not be used for AHSA expenses. Those guys get RSA retirement or whatever. I mean, they have ways of really putting their boot on their throat. And these guys, I don't think they get it. I really don't. I mean, you know, these are supposed to be guys, old football, basketball, whatever, baseball coaches who devise game plans and strategies to win. They are not strategizing this well at all.
Well, they've always been a, you know, like, look, every time a private school that chooses to play in the public school league wins the state championship, I mean, whether it's Briarwood or Trinity in Montgomery or any of these big private schools that have very successful athletic programs, if they win a state championship in football, basketball, or baseball, you can guarantee that the next year they'll find themselves in a higher division just to make sure they don't win another one. Now, the High School Athletic Association has never treated a public school athletic program that way. But it's almost invariably their policy, I guess, to do that if a non-public school manages to do really well in one of the major sports. And so this, they are so used to winning these fights that I don't think it's occurred to them that they may actually lose this one. And when they lose it, that the legislature may do all the things you just said. They may find themselves really taking a hit here. And all these cushy, state retirement for guys that aren't even part of state government, technically. I mean, the whole thing, they have got it really good, and they're about to blow it all over what?
Well, it's also
over,
like,
1 year of eligibility. I mean, crazy.
It's just death by a thousand cuts, because it's not just this. They've gone after, you know, Seventh-day Adventist school in Huntsville. They told them they had to play their games during their Sabbath, and they had to forfeit some games during the playoffs. Well, that's what they agreed to, you know, but sometimes discretion is a better part of valor, guys.
Well, and also just doing the right thing. I mean, yeah. They're not penalizing schools here. They're penalizing school kids. That's what's so wrong about this. And I just wish that the legislators and the governor that are so on the ball when it comes to fighting with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. And believe me, I fully support what Governor Ivey's doing and the speaker. I think it's great. I wish that we could get that same enthusiasm for maybe having the state not just step in and take control over high school athletics, but maybe step in and take control of the Bessemer Police Department. I mean, there are places where Alabama families are suffering because local resources just aren't getting the job done, and it is within the power of the governor and the speaker of the house and the lieutenant governor to get them state help, and maybe Alabama doesn't have to have the indignity of having a city with the highest violent crime rate in the United States. I mean, I'm surprised Trump hasn't.
That's what I was going to say.
Guard in.
That Bessemer, Selma, and Pritchard, where there's a certain element of lawlessness, I believe, they're going to be targets for federal intervention if the state doesn't act.
Well, I wish that Trump would do that, because let's face it, this isn't about whether or not there's a Democrat governor. This is about those businesses and families that are being victimized every day. I mean, in Bessemer, they're having daylight home invasions now. And, you know, the city council doesn't care. Their police department either doesn't care or is just incapable of adequately patrolling. And, you know, I'm telling you, those citizens in Bessemer, those families, they need help. And Governor Ivey and the Speaker and the Lieutenant Governor are in a position to give them that help. But for whatever reason, they seem very reluctant to do it. And I just don't understand why.
Yeah. And we've allowed it to do this, Senator. It's become a talking point that's used against the Trump administration. That, you know, in a red state, things have gotten so out of hand in Bessemer, Alabama, that every time they talk about Chicago, they talk about D.C., they talk about L.A., they talk about Boston, they also mention Bessemer.
Well, right. And if this is a chance for Trump, frankly, I'm surprised Trump hasn't already intervened. Because the criticism is, you're only doing this to blue cities and blue states. You're not going to go in there and tell a Republican governor that you're going to federally intervene in one of their cities. Well, this is a chance. I mean, I think Trump voters in Alabama would love it if President Trump was to intervene in these places. I know the families that live in these towns would love it. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, as a business owner in Montgomery, we were victimized by crime just about every weekend. We'd have, on an average weekend, $2,500 at least in vandalism and stolen parts off of cars. And, yeah, we could absorb that loss and hire private security, but there are a lot of small business owners who can't do that. And they depend on public services that are supposed to be there to protect them. So what happens when those public services fail? Well, that's what state and federal government is for. They're supposed to be somebody to step in and help those businesses and help those families. And if, you know, if Bessemer wants to hang on to its population, and it's kind of like Montgomery, they are slowly but steadily losing population, especially of young professionals with school age kids. I mean, people are leaving.
Right, right.
Well, they want to keep them. Let's give them some help. Come on, Governor Ivey. You can do this. Is something you can do.
Senator, we got to leave it there, but you're always, it's always great to get you on. We appreciate you coming on this morning.
Hey, man, you know I love doing it. Thanks for letting me be on your show.
Thanks for hopping on. Former State Senator Dick Brubaker there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
They ought to get a rich man to vote like that, singing song, song of the South, sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't no